A special court docket in Chittenden County has cleared hundreds of cases since it launched in October. The so-called Community Accountability Court was aimed at addressing mostly low-level offenses committed by a relatively small group of people. Governor Phil Scott, who launched the initiative, is hailing the program as a success and wants it to expand to other counties. Vermont Public's Liam Elder Connors has been following this story, and he joins me live now. Good morning, Liam.
Morning, Jen.
Okay, Liam, so the special prosecutor and judge assigned to this pilot program wrapped up on Friday. What can you tell us about how this effort worked?
Well, stakeholders say that there was some serious headway made on the court backlog here. If we look at the numbers, there were about 900 cases in this special docket when it started, and about 100 people accounted for those cases. By Friday, nearly 80% of those cases had resolved. And when we say resolutions, that can mean a couple of things, like cases that are closed. And in that case, there were 21 people who received prison sentences. 8 got split sentences, meaning some prison time, some probation time. And a third of the resolutions involved people getting placed on some kind of community supervision, mostly probation. And that's accounted for a big reduction in this court backlog, though numbers aren't the whole story here.
Okay, so what is the rest? How else did people measure the program?
Well, one of the goals of the program was to try to connect people to social services. A lot of the people who were put on this docket struggled with drug use, homelessness, mental health issues. And that's a common occurrence. We see a lot of people who come through the court systems who are struggling with these things. And the courts are often left to try to figure out how to address those problems. But this docket tried to directly connect people to services, and the thought was that while people were awaiting their cases to be resolved, that getting on these services might reduce the chance that they would pick up more offenses while they're out there. And so there were social services in the court, and Zach Waite, the special prosecutor on this docket, says that piece was huge.
Now, that's a data point on a piece of paper, right? But what does that mean? That means those people are getting services that they weren't getting before. We got them more ingrained in their community with actual support.
Liam, what exactly does Waite mean when he says people in this docket were getting connected to services?
I mean, he means that exactly. There were organizations physically present in the courtroom, like Howard Center and Pathways Vermont, that were meeting with people after their hearings and helping get them into the pipeline for services. And that was something that I saw last week when I stopped by to just watch a couple of cases. There was a public defender who asked Waite if Pathways had any open beds, and they did. And Waite said that the client would have no issue getting a bed, and the client was not going to have to go back to prison. You might have to spend like another day there, but was going to be able to get housing pretty quickly. And that was notable to me, just the quickness that that happened. And just, you know, this has often been an issue where you have people who are struggling with unstable housing or drug use, and the courts might order people to pursue services for those things, but there are barriers because they're not physically in the courtroom. But having those services right there, people are able to connect really quickly. And stakeholders say they're pretty pleased with those results, and that includes Josh O'Hara, who heads the public defender's office in Chittenden County.
We're doing a lot more social work than attorneys were doing 20 or 30 years ago. And the model for how we do court probably needs to change to reflect the amount of need that we're seeing in the community.
Well, looking forward, Liam, what is the future of this accountability court docket?
There are plans to keep it going. Chittenden County State's Attorney Sarah George says that it will go on in Chittenden County, though it's going to go down to once a week, not every day, since the pilot program is done. And Governor Phil Scott has said he wants to expand this to more counties, though which counties, where, and what exactly they'll look like is still unclear.
That is Vermont Public reporter Liam Elder Connors. Liam, great to have you back in Morning Edition. Thanks for being here.
You bet.